Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The proposed annexation of Oro Medat land by Barry and Aurelia is not merely a boundary adjustment. It is a direct financial burden on the taxpayers of our township. This move would strip Oro Medat of 772 hectares, 1,907.65 acres, of tax-generating land, reducing our revenue base while leaving our ratepayers to shoulder increased costs for maintaining infrastructure, emergency services and community resources. Residents must recognize that this annexation will lead to a permanent increase in their tax burden. With a smaller tax base, fixed costs must be spread over fewer contributors, inevitably leading to higher property taxes or reduced services. Additionally, the township is being forced to engage in legal and administrative battles to defend its fiscal interests, an expense that ultimately falls on the shoulders of Oro Medat taxpayers. Where is our provincial representation in this matter? Doug Downey, incumbent MPP for Barry Springwater Oro Medat, and Attorney General, and Andrea Kanjan, incumbent MPP for Barry Innisfil, and Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, have failed to stand up for the ratepayers of Oro Medat. The provincial government, under their watch, continues to facilitate these land grabs without ensuring fair compensation or long-term planning for the residents who will be left footing the bill. This situation is yet another example of the Ford government's reckless approach to land use planning, as seen in the Greenbelt fiasco. The mismanagement of environmentally sensitive land and the prioritization of developer interests over responsible growth have put municipalities like ours in jeopardy. As Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, Andrea Kanjan should be leading the effort to protect our natural spaces, yet she has remained silent. It is time for Simcoe County to be included in future provincial protections to prevent further erosion of our rural character and tax stability. As we approach the next provincial election, I urge Simcoe County voters to remember that neither Downey nor Kanjan has lifted a finger to protect our interests. Their inaction speaks volumes. If we want accountable leadership that prioritizes the financial well-being of our township, we must send a clear message at the ballot box. Representatives who fail to defend their constituents do not deserve our votes. Tim Taylor, Oro Medat.